Hey everyone, welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Report. I'm getting an update from Heliostar Metals and some advancements as the company is now even more on progress to move into a test mining scenario at the Ana Paula deposit in Mexico. I'm chatting right now with Charles Funk, president and CEO of Heliostar Metals, traded on the TSX Venture Exchange under the symbol HSTR and on the OTCQX under the symbol HSTXF. Now, Charles, the company just announced on May 7th a letter of intent for $20 million U.S. It's a gold-linked debt facility. And as I said, this is going to advance the company towards test mining of the high-grade core at the Ana Paula deposit. Charles, break down what's important here. This $20 million, it gets you into test mining. It also sounds like it gets you into some sort of cash flow. So give us a big overview here, please.
Yeah, it's a huge step forward for us as a company. Now we control our own destiny to complete the test mining and set up the potential for ongoing smaller scale production, but still material, should we modify that permit to allow it to go from test mining to steady state. So for the first time since we acquired Ana Paula, we control our destiny and we have a very low dilution pathway from now to Mexico's next 100,000 ounce a year producer, which is very rare in the developer space.
So Charles, give us a bit of an outline here in terms of timeline, steps that need to be undertaken here to begin test mining, to begin producing ounces of gold.
Yeah, so we entered into the LOI on Tuesday. That'll take a few months to close just because of the mortgages you get over the assets in Mexico. Then we'll pull the trigger on commencing the decline. The decline will take approximately 12 months to go down. And then we've got about 12 months, so about 4 months of mining and 12 months of production to complete mining of about 20,000 ounces of gold. The gold that we recover will pay back the principal and interest of the loan. We're effectively giving up the economics on 11 to 12,000 ounces to then have unrestricted, uninhibited future for Ana Paula that has that decline completed. And we intend to submit a permit modification in October, when the new government takes its seat after the June elections. And that has the potential that we could continue steady state, putting cash on the balance sheet, that cash that we would put towards building the larger scale mine within the 3 years we've originally and always guided.
Okay, can you take us through this repayment structure? The news release says that the company will make repayments equal to the number of ounces of gold sold multiplied by $1,850 per ounce US after deducting operating expenses. Just explain the structure, please.
Yeah, so the principal repayment comes from effectively $20 million divided by $1,850, which is just under 11,000 ounces of gold. We give up the upside on that. It's a fairly common structure now. You've seen it with, or versions of it with i80, Denarius Metals, West Red Lake over the last 6 months. And so we then keep the upside of the remainder of the production, somewhere between 8 and 10,000 ounces of gold. So our view is we looked at a number of options. We compared it to equity, and it would have been massively dilutive to current shareholders to do that. We want to own Ana Paula and use it as a platform to build more mines and build a mid-tier gold producer. So we didn't want to, we're very cognizant of owning more of a project that's going to be worth a lot more upon completion of this. Secondarily, we looked at royalty options, but they're very punitive. If people think about the true cost of putting a long-term royalty on an asset. So the attraction of this approach from our perspective is minimal dilution. The only dilution is the 7% of our share count in warrants, but at a materially higher price than today's share price. Combined with the fact that after the 12,000 ounces, there's no ongoing encumbrances to Ana Paula, which represents, you know, about 1% of the total ore body. So a very attractive solution for the long term of Ana Paula that most importantly has the potential to bring commercial production materially forward, which means the re-rating that you get as a producer comes materially forward to our shareholders.
Yeah, the structure is what's so important here because you're not taking on that dilution and you are planning on repaying this loan within 30 months. You can even repay it earlier. One of the big things that you've alluded to is that mining, it sounds like, will continue past just this test mining phase, and that's when you could really start generating some free cash flow for the company. What hinges on mining simply continuing?
Yeah, so we need to put in the permit modification that we've always talked about. In all likelihood, the principal part of that would be changing the tailings dam from, if you recall, or if listeners know, we have an open pit permit for Annapola, but our approach is it's a lower capex, higher return, lower technical and environmental risk to approach it as an underground mine. And so we've always intended submitting a modification to go to an underground mining approach. And the net effect of that is effectively we only need a third of the disturbance that the open pit's approved for. And we move to a tailings facility known as dry stack, which is a much safer, better option, is the likely outcome of the PEA work that we're doing. So we will submit that permit modification in October when the new government takes its seat. And typically that's a 12-month timeline. So it's 12 months to get the decline down, and another 12 months to process the first 20,000 ounces. We believe in that time period, it's likely, if we do the right things, that we would be in a position to continue on. And that re-rate is a very considerable re-rate. There's scenarios which are very forward-looking, I admit, but there's scenarios where we could be producing more in free cash flow per year than our current market cap.
Now, this ties into this whole self-funding aspect that's mentioned a number of times in the news release. That sounds like this is the strategy here, where if you can get into test mining here, you repay this gold-backed note, and then you continue producing, all being able to self-fund, I guess, continued exploration and production growth.
Yeah, precisely. I think the most interesting thing that we see is we now have a pathway to build Mexico's next, you know, large, I'm talking 100,000 ounce a year gold producer. And we have a pathway to do it with minimal equity dilution. And if you look at our peer group, you know, companies building their first mine, they on average double their share count from the maiden resource to the feasibility study. And they triple their share count from the maiden resource into production. Or in some cases, they're unfortunate enough that they're still not there. And so if we can deliver that re-rating, if we can get through and out of that valley of depression without doubling and tripling our share count, then that's a monumental improvement in share price that we can deliver our shareholders. So we can deliver the same outcome in a much quicker time frame because of the permitted and advanced nature of Annapola, and we can do it by issuing very few shares. And that's a unique business proposition to present to shareholders.
So I do have to ask you about this permitting path to permit an underground operation. You are in Mexico. We've heard a lot of people be worried about the open pit permitting there, but what's the path to permitting an underground? Can you give us some examples, please?
Yeah, so the best example is just over 12 months ago, 20 kilometers away, the Torex company and their Morelos complex mine just permitted the Media Luna underground mine. They're putting $870 million into building that. The exact kind of permit that we'd be seeking is almost identical to the permit, the modification that was granted from Torex to go from open pit to underground, or a second underground at Media Luna. They are still routinely and comfortably being granted in Mexico should you meet all the requirements. And we believe we'll be in a position to submit that late this year.
So what about exploration? When does exploration come back into the picture? And I guess even more importantly, it sounds like this exploration, when it is back on, should be self-funded, correct?
Very shortly. So there's capital considered in the debt facility to go towards exploration drilling. And we'd likely move with some of our treasury once we close, or as we're closer to closing the LOI. It just takes a few months to put the security in place on the assets in Mexico. So we'll be back drilling shortly. We believe that we can grow Annapola over 1.5 million ounces at better than 5 grams. And for people who don't know the deposit, this is not a nuggety deposit, and it's not a narrow vein deposit. The ore body averages 60 meters wide. It's an incredibly consistent high-grade deposit, and we'll be back drilling shortly. And we're going to, I think, our next resource update post the PEA, we're targeting better than 1.5 million ounces in size there. So we're very keen to continue to grow Annapoola and in conjunction find the fastest pathway that we can reasonably bring it into production. That is how you make money for shareholders and lift your share price.
And you don't need to go back to the market, or it sounds like you won't need to, which is probably one of the most important aspects. So then, Charles, newsflow-wise, what, as investors, should we look out for to make sure that all this is moving on the path that you have outlined?
Yeah, so good comment. So we've been quite quiet for news at the beginning of the year. We put out a press release saying we were reviewing this scenario, and now we've delivered on this. So that means we can get more active. We'll get the drill rigs turning over the summer. Then we'll start the decline. Then we'll complete the PEA at the back end of this year in Q4. Then we'll put a resource update early next year and roll that into the feasibility study. And then by mid next year or Q3 next year, we'll have our hands on the ore body. And, for the first time, someone will be underground and can actually physically touch and start mining the gold that's within the high-grade panel at Annapoola. It's going from a quiet time to a very active time over the next, 3, 6, and 12 months for the company.
All right. Charles, keep me up to date then on all of this, the move into test mining, cash flow potential here, and then when you start exploration, which all sounds like it's coming in the near term. Everyone listening, if you have any follow-up questions, please send those in to me. I'll get Charles to address those. Sounds like we'll be chatting a fair bit here, Charles, as you move forward. So thank you for this update. I'll post a link to the news release so all of you can read over that news release. And Charles, have a great rest of your week. Thank you very much for the update.
I will do. Thank you, Corey, and thank you to listeners.